Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 21 of the show, and today is Thursday, May 24th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com, or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that is 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. First and foremost, I want to apologize for the length of time between shows. I've been in the process of a major move, and things should be back on a weekly schedule here soon. But jumping right in, we have a lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports. Once again, any of these stories we discuss can be accessed in the show notes at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. This first story comes from BaylorBears.com. It's entitled, Baseball Trio Honored, 11 Named, All Big 12. Ludi, Player of the Year, Orff, Newcomer, and Smith, Coach, earned Big 12 awards. Baylor Baseball's Josh Ludi was named Big 12 Conference Player of the Year. Nathan Orff was selected Newcomer of the Year. Steve Smith was tabbed Coach of the Year. And a school record 11 players were named to the All-Big 12 team, as voted on by the league's coaches on Tuesday. Baylor established school records with 7 first-team All-Big 12 players, 11 total All-Big 12 honorees, and 3 players named to the Big 12's All-Freshman team. This next story also comes from BaylorBears.com and is dealing with Baylor baseball. As you guys know, they are now in the Big 12 championship race. Yesterday, they won 11-1. I'm going to quickly read part of this story from BaylorBears.com. It's entitled, Turley and Ludi Lead Baseball Past KSU 11-1. Turley throws third career complete game. Ludi ties Big 12 championship record with 6 RBI. Josh Turley tossed his third career complete game, and Josh Ludi blasted 2 home runs and tied a Big 12 championship record with 6 RBI to lead Baylor to an 11-1 run rule win over Kansas State on Wednesday afternoon at Bricktown Ballpark. Baylor, 43-12, scored 3 runs in 3 straight innings and walked off with a run rule victory after Jake Miller came home to score on a wild pitch in the 7th, giving the Bears a necessary 10-run lead to end the game. Turley, 9-0, allowed only 1 run on 5 hits with 2 walks and 7 innings. It was the 7th straight start Turley has tossed at least 7 innings, and he's posted a 6-0 record and a 1.03 ERA over 55.2 innings during that stretch. 2 of Turley's 3 career complete games have been in postseason play, and this was the 2nd time this season he went the distance against Kansas State, 26-30. Quote, Josh Turley definitely wasn't on his A game at all, but he was on a good game, head coach Steve Smith said. He pitched it well. The guys did make some plays behind him, but most of them were pretty routine. Ludi, who was named Big 12 Player of the Year on Tuesday, hit his 10th and 11th home runs of the season in the 4th and 5th innings. 6 of his 11 home runs on the season have come against Kansas State, and he drew a bases-loaded walk for his 6th RBI to tie the Big 12 championship record. The Bears broke a scoreless tie in the 4th inning after Logan Vick knocked a 2-out single and Ludi followed with a towering 2-run homer into the bleachers beyond the left field wall. Max Muncy, Dan Evitt, and Cal Tui combined on 3 straight singles to give the Bears a 3-0 lead through 4 innings. Again, guys, just reading down to the end of this story, Baylor takes on Oklahoma at 4 p.m. today in the 2nd round of the Big 12 Championship. The Sooners defeated Oklahoma State 1-0 on a 9th-inning walk-off home run in Wednesday's first game. Baylor lost a coin flip and will be the visiting team against OU. Oklahoma State and Kansas State met at 9 a.m. this morning in an elimination game on the same side of the bracket with Oklahoma and Baylor. I'll keep you guys informed as Baylor baseball advances through postseason play. This next story also comes from BaylorBears.com. This is dealing with a softball team. It's entitled Softball End Season with 6-2 Loss. Baylor ends the season with a 34-22 mark. The number 23 Baylor softball team, 34-22, ended a gritty season, falling 1 game short of a regional final after a 6-2 loss to number 16 Stanford, 40-18, Saturday night at Lamson Park in Lafayette, Louisiana. The Lady Bears advanced to that game after defeating Mississippi Valley State 34-19 overall, 5-0 earlier in the day. Quote, I am so proud of what I saw out of this team this season, head coach Glenn Moore said. We could have felt sorry for ourselves after all of our tough breaks, but we showed true toughness, and I will always remember this team fondly because of that. This next story also comes from BaylorBears.com. This is dealing with the football team. It's entitled Big 12 SEC Champions to Meet in Postseason Bowl. The Big 12 and Southeastern Conferences have announced a five-year agreement for their football champions to meet in postseason bowl games following the 2014 season. The champions of the two conferences will be in the matchup unless one or both are selected to play in the new four-team model to determine the national championship. Should that occur, another deserving team from that conference would be selected for the game. Quote, a new January bowl tradition is born, said SEC Commissioner Mike Slive. This new game will provide a great matchup between the two most successful conferences in the BCS era and will complement the exciting postseason atmosphere created by the new four-team model. Most importantly, it will provide our student-athletes, coaches, and fans with an outstanding bowl experience. Quote, our goal is to provide the fans across the country with a New Year's Day primetime tradition, commented acting Big 12 Conference Commissioner Chuck Nenas. This is a landmark agreement between two of the most successful football conferences during the BCS era to stage a postseason event. The creation of this game, featuring the champions of the Big 12 and SEC, will have tremendous resonance in college football. All right, guys. Again, any of these stories can be accessed in the show notes at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. This next one is an update on Robert Griffin III. This comes from ESPN.com. It's entitled Robert Griffin III, Unfazed by Stardom Hype. 2 days in Southern California paint two very different pictures of Robert Griffin III. The first image is dark and crowded, with Griffin tucked away on a couch at a Hollywood club, hat pulled down, seemingly bored to tears. It's a Thursday night, and Griffin and a handful of other notable NFL rookies, including Jacksonville's Justin Blackmon, Arizona's Michael Floyd, and Miami's Ryan Tannehill, are guests at a video game premiere event. This is not his scene. The second picture is much brighter, full of color, vibrant, with a burgundy and gold Washington Redskins jersey shining on Griffin's back in the sunlight. He's on the campus of UCLA, where the NFLPA has arranged a celebrity flag football game. This is Griffin's scene. He's smiling for pictures, signing autographs, surrounded by fans. It reminds him of his days at Baylor. Quote, I'm going to miss the atmosphere of winning a big game and then going to class with all the fans, Griffin said. That's a unique experience with college. They say it's the best years of your life, unless you make it to the NFL. I'm looking forward to making the NFL the best long, long, long years of my life. The former Baylor star was able to get a head start on adjusting to NFL hoop laws. Washington made its draft intentions clearly early. The Redskins moved up to draft Griffin the month before the draft, allowing him the chance to scout out his destination, get to know his surroundings, and understand the lofty expectations placed upon him. Quote, draft day was awesome. No matter if you know where you're going or not, it's still a huge moment, Griffin said. I enjoyed it. I was excited. I don't know what my emotions would be, but it was just excitement. No tears, just happiness for the people who helped me get to where I am. Griffin's enthusiasm rubbed off on fans hoping to catch a glimpse of the 2011 Heisman Trophy winner at UCLA. Trevor Rick, who has owned Redskins season tickets for 10 years, even though he lives in California, can't remember the last time his favorite team had such an exciting prospect. Quote, the last time we've had a guy like, this is it, this is the corner turner, was, geez, I can't remember, Rick said after posing for a photo with Griffin. It's been that long. Again, guys, I'm not going to continue reading this, but if you want to read more, definitely click the story in the show notes. This next story also comes from BaylorBears.com. It's about the men's basketball team. This is from the blog site. It's entitled Baylor-Kentucky Series to Continue. Remember the atmosphere at the Georgia Dome during Baylor's 2012 NCAA Elite Showdown with eventual national champion Kentucky? John Calipari, Kentucky head coach, announced Wednesday on his website that the Baylor-Kentucky Series will continue for the next two seasons. Baylor will travel to Lexington this December for a nationally televised game on CBS. In December 2013, Baylor and Kentucky will compete in a unique men's basketball, women's basketball doubleheader at Cowboy Stadium, site of the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Final Four. Kentucky's announcement comes nearly a week after it was announced that Baylor and Mississippi State were canceling the remainder of their three-game series. Baylor defeated MSU 54-52 in Dallas in December 2011. Hey, this is great news, guys. It's really absolutely amazing how good Baylor sports teams have become. I'm going to talk about that in a story from the Houston Chronicle in a little bit, but having been a student here from 1997 through 2001 and then again 2008 through 2010, having been a fan through all those years as well, I've seen Baylor go from no names, laughingstocks, to phenomenal teams, postseason play, continually putting out winning championship programs. It's absolutely amazing, and I thought I'd be dreaming to see the day to see Baylor basketball hanging with the Kentuckys and the Dukes, and guess what? We're there. Sick'em Bears, congratulations to Baylor sports programs all the way around and all the way across the board. Got to move on. This next story is also from BaylorBears.com. This is dealing with women's basketball, speaking of teams that are continuing to be on the rise, and a women's national championship in basketball. This is entitled, Women's Basketball Prince Named to USA Basketball U18 National Team, Florida Native to Gain First International Experience. Incoming Baylor freshman forward Alexis Prince is one of 12 players selected to the 2012 USA Basketball Women's U18 National Team by the USA Basketball Junior National Team Committee. The selections, paired from 26 invitees, were made after five trial sessions held May 19th through 21st at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. All right, guys, that's great news for the women's basketball team, as they've also got a fantastic and hyped-up player joining the Lady Bears. This next story comes from Chron.com, which is the Houston Chronicle's website. This is by Jeremy Solomon. It's entitled, Baylor Savers Unparalleled Years in All Sports. Despite its many accomplishments, a number of noted greats and memorable games, and a host of thrilling moments through the years, Baylor is, well, Baylor. As harsh as it is, it has been long understood in the Lone Star State that it ain't easy being green. Even according to the Chinese calendar, there are years of the goat, snake, ox, and even the low-down dirty rat. Year of the bear? Hardly. However, you know what, guys? Things have changed, and he's going to talk about that. And that's where he says, well, times have changed. Robert Griffin III, whose 21st century nickname RG3 will be forever ingrained in Baylor lore, said it best in his Heisman Trophy acceptance speech in December. Quote, we compete, we win. We are Baylor. Baylor? Yes, Baylor. Athletically, Baylor hasn't had just a great year for Baylor. It has had a great athletic year, period. Quote, we are having one of the most comprehensively successful years in the history of college athletics, Baylor Athletic Director Ian McCaw said. Winning a Heisman, multiple Big 12 and national championships, a bowl game victory, and having all 19 sports reach postseason competition is an extraordinary set of accomplishments. McCaw is being modest, and it goes beyond a football star like Griffin or the Women's Basketball Player of the Year, Brittany Griner. Every sport the school sponsors has advanced to postseason play, and more significantly, the most important sports have led the way. In football, Baylor finished with its highest BCS ranking of any team in the state and won a bowl game for the first time in 20 years. In women's basketball, Baylor won the national championship and became the first team to go 40-0. In men's basketball, Baylor finished with the highest ranking of any team in the state. In baseball, number 7 Baylor, which routed Texas 16-5 on Thursday night, holds the second highest state ranking and has clinched the Big 12 regular season title. Again, guys, if you want to read more, click on this story in the show notes, but this is a very, very, very exciting time for Baylor sports, and I cannot continue saying enough, but congratulations to the Green and Gold, congratulations to the Baylor Bears. This next story comes out of Astros.com. It's entitled Martinez, Wandy Fuel Astros in Sweep of Cubs. Astros starter Wandy Rodriguez didn't have his best fastball on Wednesday, but his other pitches were good enough to keep the Cubs at bay, and a well-placed and well-timed two-run triple from J.D. Martinez propelled the Astros to a 5-1 victory in their third series sweep of the season in front of 18,732 at Minute Maid Park. Quote, it's a testament to Rodriguez as a pitcher that he's able to utilize other stuff, manager Brad Mills said. We always know he's got that good breaking ball, but he's able to utilize the changeup, and then it's the fastball is not coming out of his hand real well. He's going to try to spot it the best he can. The Astros, 21-23, are just 2 games under 500 and sit in third in the National League Central standing, 4 games back of the first-place Cardinals. Quote, when you're winning, everything is great, right fielder Carlos Lee said. You play loose, you take the lead, and you feel like later in the game with the way our bullpen is pitching that we're going to win the game. Rodriguez gave up 8 hits and hit 2 batters in 7 innings of work, but was able to strand a runner in scoring position in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th innings. He struck out 5 and didn't walk a batter. The lefty knew that he didn't have his best stuff. Quote, "I didn't feel very good with my fastball today," Rodriguez said. "You see, in my game, I used a lot of my breaking ball because I didn't have a good fastball tonight." Rodriguez, 4-4, got enough run support in the first 7 innings to pick up the win. 3 of the Astros' runs came off hits from Martinez. In the 4th inning with 2 out, Martinez flared a Jess Machado pitch high in the air to right. Cubs right fielder David DeJesus appeared to have the ball in his glove before second baseman Darwin Barney plowed into him and knocked it free. The ball squirted into foul territory, giving Johnson time to score from first. Quote, "I saw the right fielder running, and I was like, it's going to have a chance. He's going to have to make a nice play on it," Martinez said. "I just continued to run right out of the box and was just fortunate it fell." Martinez also had an RBI single in the Astros' 3-run 8th inning. He went through a 1-for-33 stretch from April 28th to May 13th and now has 8 hits in his last 8 games. Again, guys, if you want to read more, click this story in the show notes. Last thing I'd like to touch on real quick is the NBA playoffs. Right now, as you guys know, we've got the 76ers and Celtics who are still playing each other as their series is tied up 3-3. We've also got the Pacers and the Heat playing each other with the Heat in a 3-2 series lead. In the West, we know that the Spurs have won again. The Spurs have not lost in the playoffs so far. They swept Utah in the first round and swept the Clippers in the second round. They're 8-0 and getting ready to face Oklahoma City as Oklahoma City knocked off the Lakers. So, again, guys, as far as tonight's games in the NBA, we've got Miami versus Indiana on ESPN tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, guys, and also for a list of this week's sports schedule for Baylor and Houston teams, check the official Sports World Report website at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. That will wrap up episode 21 of Sports World Report. As usual, guys, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.